Hello, and welcome to your morning conversation. I'm Jeremy Werner. Joining me this morning is Nottoway County Prosecutor Robert Rice. Robert, you got some big news from Missouri Governor Mike Parson late last Friday. The governor appointed you as Associate Circuit Judge for the 4th Judicial Circuit. Go ahead and talk a little bit about what that means to you and your career.
I'm super excited about just the overwhelming support that I received locally from everybody to pursue this opening position. The Associate Circuit Judge opened after Judge Doug Thompson was appointed to the Western District Court of Appeals. There was an application process, and I submitted that application. And then after a period, there was an interview period, and then I was told that an answer could come as soon as June 12th, and that's when the answer I was told that the governor appointed me, and just was thrilled for the opportunity to continue to serve, but in a different fashion, and just feel that bringing experiences both on the prosecution side and on the public defense side, because my first job out of law school was working for the Missouri State Public Defender System. I was in the trial office in Chillicothe, Missouri. I did that for close to 5 years, and then after I left the public defender system, I opened up my own practice and did that in Maryville, which is where I grew up, and then I ran for prosecutor in 2010. So I feel like I've gotten experiences and on all different levels, and just am thrilled and very humbled about the opportunity to serve Nottoway County in this different role.
So it sounds like you've shifted to several jobs across the legal system in your career. Do you see yourself moving to another level in the judicial system?
No. I personally think it's a blessing to be a judge in Nottoway County. I love Nottoway County. I'm not really interested in serving Jeff City or other places. I like the people here. I enjoy going out to the chicken fries and suppers and just doing things here back home. Why? Because that's what I've always known. So I'm excited for this opportunity, and I am very content. And what I do plan to do is, in 2 years, when Judge Thompson's term expires, which is the term I'm filling in for now, I will run for re-election for the associate judge, and I will be asking people for their votes come that November. And 2022.
Okay, so go ahead and tell us a little bit more about the position that you'll be taking over.
So the Associate Circuit Court Judge overlooks civil and criminal matters. Civil matters include probate, family law, including anywhere from adoptions to divorces, juvenile matters, probate, such as wills and estates. It also handles criminal matters, all misdemeanors, and then with regards to felonies, it'll handle the initial arraignment up through preliminary hearing on all felonies. With regards to felonies, if probable cause is found on a case, then the Associate Circuit Court would then certify the case to Division I, which would go to Judge Roger Prokes, and at that level, then Judge Prokes would be responsible either for the matter going to trial or entering a plea or some other disposition. But on civil, also handles small claims, lawsuits between litigants, and certain other civil lawsuits, contracts, torts that go rise to a certain level of money damages would be the responsibility as well.
So you would be the associate judge that takes over Nottoway County, correct?
Correct. Each county is going to have an associate circuit court judge individually. And then in Northwest Missouri, that we've got the 4th Judicial Circuit. It consists of 5 counties. Your circuit court judge is Roger Prokes, and he is the circuit court judge of 5 of the counties in the 4th Judicial Circuit. So in the 4th, you're going to have Holt County, Atchison County, Nottoway County, Worth County, Gentry County. each one of those five counties will have their own associate circuit court judge. And then in addition, all five counties will have one circuit court judge, and that's Roger Prokes, and he's the circuit judge of all five counties, and will be responsible for all civil and criminal felony criminal matters in all five counties.
So you're filling in the vacancy that was created by the appointment of the Honorable Doug Thompson to appellate judge of the Western District Court of Appeals. So is the 4th Judicial Circuit Court right under the Western District Court of Appeals?
Yeah, it would. The Western District Court of Appeals would be the Court of Appeals over Nottoway County and several of the counties on the western side of the state of Missouri.
What is it that the Western District Court does?
All right, so you've got a trial level, and then you have appellate levels in the Missouri court system. The trial level can be both the associate division, which handles certain civil matters and certain criminal matters. The criminal matters are all misdemeanors, and then the preliminary hearing stage of felonies. So if you go through the trial at the trial level, and if you feel that there was an error committed in your case, you can file a request for an appeal that goes up to the Court of Appeals. And the Court of Appeals will take that. So, for example, like what you hear about on TV about the Court of Appeals or the Supreme Court taking up this legal question, what they're doing is there's a case where one side claims that there was a legal error in their case, and they've gone to the Court of Appeals to address that. After the Court of Appeals, you have the Missouri Supreme Court. So if you claim that the Court of Appeals erred in their decision, you can request permission for the Missouri Supreme Court to take up your matter. Sometimes the Supreme Court will, sometimes they won't. It's completely their decision, and there are factors that go into whether or not they will accept review of your case. If the Missouri Supreme Court does accept review of your case, then you can present your argument there, and then they will decide. So just in a very quick summary fashion, that's the different levels of courts here in Missouri.
And what are the boundaries of the Western District?
Great question. So there's three appellate districts here in the state of Missouri: Western, Eastern, and Southern. That's Western, Eastern, and Southern. The Western District essentially is from all the way from the Iowa line down just a little bit north of Springfield, Kansas City. It's located in Kansas City. And then St. Louis has the eastern side, which the best way I can try to describe this is very, very general. Don't quote me on the exact middle line here, but think of it as like Columbia is kind of where your line separating Western from Eastern. And then the Southern District would include like the Springfield area and then the southern part of Missouri. So those are your three districts, Court of Appeals here in the state of Missouri.
Okay, so going back to your current position as Nottoway County Prosecutor, what happens with that position as you leave it?
I'll be submitting my resignation as prosecutor before I start on as judge. So I haven't figured out that date exactly when I'll leave the prosecutor's office and when I'll start, but what the governor's office told me was that I have 30 days to take the oath of office for the judge position starting June 12th. So July 11th, July 12th, something like that. I must start my position with the bench. So I will resign from prosecutor and start that well before that date.
So since your position is voted on, will that be handled during the upcoming election, or how does that work?
Good question. I don't have the exact answer to that, but what would happen is that once I resign from office, once I leave office, the presiding judge here in the Fourth Circuit will appoint a special prosecutor to have immediate prosecutor coverage here for Nottoway County, and that special prosecutor will handle all the cases and all the matters that I would do if I'm still in had I still been in office. That special prosecutor will last until the governor appoints a prosecutor to fill out the remainder of my term. Then in 2022, someone will run for my position, and then the voters will decide who they want to be the prosecutor for the next 4-year term.
Those are all the questions I have. Is there anything else you'd like to mention?
I just want to say thank you for everybody's support and the opportunity to serve as the Nottoway County prosecutor. It's just been a blessing to try to make the community proud and the decisions that I make and aggressively prosecuting crimes and helping people when they were hurt by others, helping people who are addicted and trying to make a difference in a positive way and doing that in a transparent fashion where if anybody had a question about something, they could walk into the front door and say, "Hey, Bob, what's up?" And then I'd tell them. And so I just want to say thank you for the opportunity to be the Nottoway County prosecutor. It is a dream job, and I appreciate that. And I also want to say thank you to everybody who reached out and encouraged me to pursue the judge position. I promise I'll work hard to make you all proud.
All right, Robert, thank you for joining us this morning. Once again, that's Nottoway County Prosecutor Robert Rice, who was recently appointed by Missouri Governor Mike Parson as Associate Circuit Judge for the 4th Judicial Circuit Court. I'm Jeremy Werner, and that was your Morning Conversation.